we're ready to get started, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record? Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on February 14th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of those rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
No, I did not have an attorney.
Okay, so you'll represent yourself today, then?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to introduce you to the board. Mr. Mashburn, we'd like to just ask if you'd sit up a little bit so we can see your face. All we can see is the top of your head. Okay, thank you. And if you look to your right, so my left, at that, down that way, at the very end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me in the middle here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. On the other side of me here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. And Mr. Mashburn, the last person indicated that the phone was cutting in and out. And part of the problem, I think, is that we're getting your breathing. That handset's very sensitive. So maybe if you could turn the phone away from your mouth a little bit so we're not getting your breathing. That, I think, is what causes it to cut out. We'll see if that helps. We'll check it out. Thank you for trying, at least. Okay. Also with us today, and I didn't introduce, Mr. Grady, who is a parole officer with Department of Corrections. He'll represent the parole department and your parole officer specifically in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Mashburn and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Mashburn?
Yes, absolutely.
And Mr. Grady?
I do. I have an amendment.
Okay, amendment to the warrant. Okay.
The cover page, date of offense, you can change it from 9/30/2016 to 4/14/2018.
4/14/2018.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Mashburn, we've just made an adjustment to the warrant. The offense date at the top was incorrect, and we changed it to the correct date. Okay, so I just want you to be aware of that. Okay, Mr. Mashburn, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Mashburn, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you. Okay. I'll read each of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond whether they're true or false.
Yeah.
So the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about November 16th, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 10th, 2018. Mr. Mashburn, is that true or false?
I would say false.
You're going to say false, okay. And allegation number 2 is that you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 26, 2018, as verbally directed on October 22, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Mashburn, is that true or false?
False.
Okay. All right, Mr. Mashburn, since you said those are false, I'm going to take some testimony from Mr. Grady of the Department of Corrections. So just hold on a second, and I'm Mr. Grady.
Allegation number 1, 10/15/2018. During the initial intake, Peter Smith, the defendant was placed on task call system program for random drug screening. Defendant was assigned a PIN number of 1318 and directed to call task lady Monday through Friday and consider a UA if his PIN number was called. The offender was verbally counseled and given written instructions regarding task instructions for submitting the urine drug screen sample. On 11-16-2018, the defendant's assigned task PIN number was selected, requiring him to submit a UA for testing. Per the task individual testing compliance summary dated 12-10-2018, the offender failed to produce a urine specimen for testing at task on 11-16-2018.
Okay, we'll talk about that and then I'll be back with you. Mr. Mashburn, what's not true about that allegation?
The PIN number that I was told to use was 0821, which would have been the last four of my ADC number. And every time I called in, they put that PIN number, they said your record does not match. So I just assumed that they didn't call me for that day.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And go ahead with the number two, Mr. Brady.
Allegation number two. On 10-22-2018, the offender reported to the ORPO for face-to-face contact visit. During the contact visit, the offender was directed to report to the ORPO, 460 North Mesa Drive, Suite 211, Mesa, Arizona, 85201, on 11-26-2018 for his next contact visit. The offender failed to report to the ORPO and verbally directed on 10-22-2018. The offender has not made contact with his assigned parole officer since his departure from the accused residence. The offender whereabouts are unknown, thus he was handled in supervision. Follow-up number two. On 11-24-2018, P.O. Smith went to the residence at 3323 East McGill Road, Arizona, 85006, to deliver a non-compliance letter. And the offender never provided a lot number for his address. On 12-10-2018, P.O. Smith made a telephonic contact with the offender's emergency contact, which is his mother. P.O. Smith called and received no answer, but left a detailed message for any information regarding the offender. On 12-10-2018, P.O. Smith called the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office to confirm that the offender was not incarcerated in a jail. On 12-10-2018, P.O. Smith contacted the Maricopa Medical Center and spoke with the hospital employee who stated the offender was not a patient. P.O. Smith knows no other person, family, or friend to contact in attempts to locate the offender.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. So, Mr. Mashburn, what's not true about that allegation?
Well, when I last time to see him, I guess it was October 22nd, he said a couple weeks to a telephone call just to see what was going on. And during the telephone call, he never gave me another time to contact him, so I assumed that I didn't need to contact him.
Okay, sir. Mr. Mashburn, I'm going to make a motion to move this hearing to phase two, at which time we can have more discussion. But my motion is going to be based on testimony of Mr. Grady on behalf of the Department of Corrections. I move to find Mr. Mashburn was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Second. Mr. Johnson agreed. Dr. Wade, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Mashburn, we'll move to phase two of your hearing. And I note that you have a release date of March 7th.
Yes.
Which is only, 8 days from now? So if this board chose to reinstate you to community supervision, there's pretty much no way you would get out any sooner than that date anyway. So I'm wondering, and it's your right to have this hearing, but I'm wondering if you'd just like to kill your number.
Yeah, I'll just kill the number. If it's March 7th, that's fine.
Yeah, it's only that many days.
I was on April 7th.
No.
I
have
April 7th.
You have April 7th? This page has March 7th.
Yeah. I just looked it up too.
Okay, all right. Well, we have April 7th sir, as your date, not March 7th. So that may make a difference to you. And we'll go ahead then. If unless you want to kill your number.
How long would I have it before I got out?
It usually takes about 2 weeks, and then you get, you're released, and because they have to verify your residence and that kind of stuff. To process you out will take about 2 weeks.
I might as well just kill them with it, because it's only going to be 2 weeks left.
Yeah, and at that point, sir, if you do kill your number, you won't have parole supervisor to worry about. So, okay, well, but it's your right. If you want to have your hearing, we'll do that. So you want to kill your number, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion, sir, and I'll have to do that to close out this hearing. So based on information of warrant 2018W3605, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Mashburn was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal razor company. And at his request, he's asking to just kill his number. And that's my motion.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Mashburn, April 7th is the date, and at that point, we wish you the best. Hope you never see you back here in Orange again, sir. Thank you so much. Would you just let the CO, lay the phone down on the counter there in front of you, and let the CO3 know that you're finished with your hearing. Thank you, sir.